From WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Monday, October 30th. Coming up, we'll learn more about a performance honoring African American women's history. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A sheriff in Northwest Illinois is defending a cop who joined an anti-government extremist group. Dan Michalopoulos reports.
Earlier this week, we reported Andrew Schroeder's name had appeared on leaked membership data for the Oath Keepers. Schroeder is the chief deputy sheriff in Stevenson County. That alarmed Carl Braun. He's a board member with the Freeport NAACP.
You know, is he working for our citizenry, or are they working to advance their own agenda?
But the sheriff said yesterday Schroeder joined the Oath Keepers in 2010 after he was told they were pro-law enforcement and pro-military. And the sheriff said he and Schroeder denounced the Oath Keepers, who played a key role in the January 6th, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Dan Michalopoulos, WBEZ News.
A consortium of businesses, local governments, and colleges has until the end of February to turn in an application that could bring tens of millions of federal dollars to Central Illinois. The U.S. Commerce Department funding would be used to build up Champaign, Piatt, and Macon counties as a biotechnology hub. Nicole Bateman is president of the Economic Development Corporation of Decatur and Macon County. She says a tech hub grant would help the consortium develop methods to make materials and chemicals out of agricultural feedstocks instead of petroleum.
That's going to be in everything from textiles and fibers to modern polymers, commercial grade oils and lipids, pigments, even cosmetics.
The Illinois Fermentation and Agriculture Biomanufacturing Hub was named as one of 31 regional tech hubs by the Commerce Department's Economic Development Administration. Its next step is to apply for a grant of up to $75 million funded by the CHIPS and Science Act that Congress passed last year. Two student groups at the University of Illinois organized a protest in support of Palestine over the weekend. Illinois Student Newsroom's Nora Longhi reports, protesters say they want the U.S. to stop funding the Israeli army's attacks on Gaza.
Not another nickel, not another dime, no more money for Israel's crown.
More than 100 people marched from the Champaign County Courthouse to the Alma Mater on Saturday in support of Palestine. The protest was student-led, but older Palestinians from the Champaign-Urbana area marched alongside university students. 60-year-old Champaign resident Jamil Sakri attended with his family. He says he's marching on behalf of his relatives in Palestine. Sakri says people overlook the suffering there.
And when we're talking about a human right, what about the Palestinian? Look what happened right now. They have no water, they have no gas, they have no living.
NPR reports phone lines and internet services are down in Gaza. This makes it difficult for Palestinians in the U.S., like Sakri, to reach their family in Gaza. I'm Noor Longhi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Despite drought conditions in parts of the country, pumpkin farmers have been bringing in their harvest in time for Halloween. IPM's Jim Meadows has more.
Among the top pumpkin-producing states, drought conditions were most severe in Texas, where they reduced yields, according to Texas A&M's Extension Service. In Michigan, drought conditions were brief and mild, but farmer Mike Huftelling said his pumpkin crop was still smaller than usual.
We had a drought in May and June and a flood in July and August. It's probably the worst conditions you can have.
Illinois, the nation's top pumpkin producer, also saw drought conditions, but University of Illinois Crop Sciences Professor Mohamed Babadoust says the Big Libby's pumpkin cannery in central Illinois was reporting above average yields. I'm Jim Meadows, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about a performance honoring African American women's history in Rockford. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 2 of Hotel Portofino picks up in the summer of 1927 as Bella considers if she should reunite with her no-good husband or focus on a blossoming friendship with a handsome architect. Season 1 is currently streaming on WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can binge all 6 episodes of Season 2 starting the evening of October 15th. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. A Rockford art gallery gave an audience a taste of African American women's history, poetry, and performances all wrapped into one. Yvonne Boos has more.
Dorothy Paige Turner calls herself a Renaissance woman. She's a singer, music educator, playwright, producer, and many other things. She and her troupe led She Speaks at Enscape Collective and Rockford Listening Room this past Saturday.
My black brothers, African drum beats are yours to hear.
This program highlighted the works of well-known poets like Maya Angelou and Nikki Giovanni, as well as a few local pioneers.
Constance Vivian Carmichael Rennick Lane.
Shiraz Tata is the co-creator of the gallery. She says emphasizing these artists is important for the community.
Their writings have been so inspiring to the values of equity and inclusion and making sure everyone feels welcome, which is really our mission at Enscape Collective too, which is to create a space of some belonging.
Paige Turner performed with Janet Wright, Carl Towns, Jacqueline Rogers, Colleen Martin-Williams, and Wendell Thompson.
I am Nefertiti and the Fallen Heroes plus Ancient Pharaohs.
Donnie Blout was there with his wife. He says he had plans to watch sports that evening. After looking around, he jokingly says he was in the wrong place. Hearing the readings took him back in time.
Most of the stuff they said, I kind of know a little bit about that because I went to school in Chicago, and then they teach us about black history.
After watching some of the presentation, Blout retracted his comment about being in the wrong place and confirmed that he was indeed in the right one.
I was born in the Congo. I walked the Fertile Crescent and built the Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough.
He says he has never experienced this type of performance. He wasn't familiar with Paige Turner's work, but says he plans on attending more shows like this. Caritha Collins says she's known about Paige Turner for over 40 years. She says the venue was perfect for this type of performance.
It's small and you can talk and get familiar with her and talk with her and ask her questions and things like that. And in a big space, you cannot.
Collins was there with Adrian Walker, who is also familiar with Paige Turner's work.
We all love Dorothy, and she's such a professional, excellent teacher, and she knows our history very well.
Paige Turner says African-American actors in Rockford, including the women, have been marginalized when it comes to the theaters in the city. She says this demographic doesn't have many platforms for performing. This led her to create one.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size, but when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies.
In 2019, she produced these theatrical readings for the 100th anniversary of the women's suffrage movement. She highlighted the black women who were a part of that. For this occasion, she added playwrights, poets, and pioneers.
Because people don't know, I mean, they know Lorraine Hansberry. But they don't know so many of the people that we shared with them tonight. And they need to know that we were all over the place in history and helped to make history.
The event was presented by Rockford Urban Ministries. I'm Yvonne Boos.
She speaks.
When I was in the third grade, I wanted to be president. I can still remember the stricken look on my teacher's face when I announced it in my class. By the time I was in the fourth grade, I had...
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a high of 42 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Dan Melopoulos, Jim Meadows, Noor Longhi, and Yvonne Boos. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.